be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "A little while and you will no longer see me. And again, a little while later and you will see me." So some of his disciples said to one another, "What does this mean that he is saying to us, 'A little while and you will not see me, and again a little while and you will see me'? And because I'm going to the Father." So they said, "What is this little while of which he speaks? We do not know what he means." Jesus knew that they wanted to ask him, so he said to them, "Are you discussing with one another what I said? 'A little while and you will not see me, and again a little while and you will see me'? Amen, amen, I say to you, you will weep and mourn, but the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will become joy." Gospel of the Lord. It's clearly Jesus mentioning his passion. So his enemies are happy because Jesus is dying. But Jesus promised, "I will not leave you orphans. I will come back and your heart will rejoice." So after 3 days, he's risen. That means the Holy Spirit come upon us. We'll live no longer as an orphan. We have Christ in us. We have the Holy Spirit in us. We have God the Father in us. This is our joy. No more passion. The passion is only a passage towards God the Father. And today we follow the footsteps of Jesus. The same, we have to walk towards Calvary. But this is not the end of it. This is the open door. The door is narrow, but still, it's the key to heaven. Where there is love, there is God. Where is heaven? Heaven is the place where God lives. That means where the Blessed Trinity. The Blessed Trinity is mutual love. Where there is love, there is God.